All right, so get this. Someone sends us this concept of God, and it's made with just an iPad and AI right in Colorado. And I gotta say, I was hooked from the first page.
Really?
What grabbed you?
It's just so different. Not your typical deep dive on this stuff, you know?
Yeah. Just the fact that someone would take these huge questions about God and use tools we use every day, like an iPad. It's kind of poetic in a way.
Total contrast, right? No dusty old scriptures for this one. We're
Bruh.
talking raw dialogue, notes scribbled down while this person is bouncing ideas off an AI.
Wild. So what'd they come up with?
Okay, get this. God as an infinitely symmetrical being existing across infinite dimensions.
Whoa. Okay, that's a new one. That definitely pushes the limits. Big time. But before my brain melts trying to picture infinite anything, let's zoom in a bit. The notes are obsessed with this idea of symmetry. Why is symmetry so important when we're trying to understand God? What do you think?
Well, usually we think of symmetry simply, right? Like a butterfly, those perfect wings, or a snowflake, intricate but balanced. It's about harmony, things lining up just right.
Yeah, makes
But
sense.
now imagine scaling that up, not just our three dimensions, but infinite dimensions, stuff we can't even picture.
Okay, yeah, my brain's already hurting. But go on, I'm with you so far. Are we talking like crazy advanced geometry here? Math that would make Einstein sweat.
Exactly. This model dives headfirst into that kind of mind-bending math. Symmetry groups, they're called. Even mathematicians have trouble wrapping their heads around those. The point is, in this model, God isn't balancing good and evil like separate forces. God is that balance existing beyond those limitations in a way.
So, not God is good, but God is symmetry.
Kinda. But symmetrical across infinity. It's a whole other level.
Okay, I think I get it, theoretically, but how in the world are we supposed to wrap our heads around an infinitely symmetrical God? We can barely handle three dimensions.
And that's where it gets really interesting. The Creator offers a solution. Christ as the crosshairs.
Hold on, Christ is the crosshairs. You've got to walk me through that one.
Okay, imagine a sniper, right? Looking through their scope. Those crosshairs, they give a point of reference, a way to focus on a target so far away it's hard to even grasp. In this model, Christ is like those crosshairs. Our minds, they're limited, but through Christ, we can aim towards something infinite.
So instead of God being this distant, impossible to understand being, Christ is how we get a grip.
Exactly. He's described as the comprehensible slice of something impossibly big. Like, think of a hologram.
Okay.
Even a tiny piece, it still contains the whole image, right? So Christ, in this idea, he's that perfect piece reflecting the entire God, even though God is infinite.
Wow, that's definitely a new way to think about it. But if Christ is this slice of an infinitely symmetrical God, what does that mean for how we understand everything he did, everything he taught? Does it change the game completely?
Right, that's the question that kept me up. Like, if we look at everything Christ did through this lens of perfect symmetry, of reflecting this infinite source, do we unlock something new about what it all meant?
I'm already feeling a little overwhelmed, and we're just getting started. And it gets wilder. Remember those notes, all that AI brainstorming? Well, there's these two principles the creator adds in, the fusion principle and the opposition principle. It's like they were trying to make this massive cosmic idea a little easier to digest or something.
Absolutely, and they used examples from everyday life, logic, math, even computer science, to kind of illustrate these principles.
Okay, now I'm lost. How do those fields, computer science, how do they connect to these big cosmic forces, fusion and opposition? Give me an example.
Okay, so imagine you're trying to combine like two chunks of computer code. If it goes smoothly, they build on each other, right? That's the fusion principle. Something new and more complex emerges. But if the code clashes, errors, the whole thing crashes. That's the opposition principle in action.
Okay, I think I see where you're going with this. So, our relationship with this infinitely symmetrical God, this being of pure balance, are we in a fusion state or opposition? Are we in harmony with the cosmic code or headed for a system crash? What do you think?
That's the question, isn't it? And the cool thing is, this model, it doesn't give some easy answer. It's not about checking a box, fusion or opposition. Done.
So, no easy answers, huh? I guess that makes sense. We're talking about God and existence and all that. A little mystery comes with the territory.
Exactly. It's more like it's asking us to look at these principles, fusion and opposition, as forces that are always working, both inside us and in the world.
Okay, I can go with that. So, less about finding the right answer, more about using these ideas to look at our own experiences, right?
Right.
It makes you wonder, what does this model actually mean for how we live? like practically.
And that's what's so exciting. It's not just some abstract theology. It's about how this idea reshapes how we understand reality itself.
Give me an example. How would seeing God as infinitely symmetrical change how we see the world?
Okay, take the interconnectedness of everything. People talk about it, but what if it's not just a spiritual idea? What if it's a real expression of this divine symmetry?
Yeah.
All those repeating patterns we see, from tiny atoms to how the whole universe is structured, could those be reflections of this underlying symmetry?
I've always been blown away by how elegant scientific laws are. Like the way physics just works, it's like there's a hidden code behind everything. Could that be what we're touching on here?
Right. Isn't that a mind-blowing thought?
Yeah.
And if we believe our understanding of God is always growing, always moving toward greater symmetry, then how we understand reality, it should reflect that too, right?
So it's not just about understanding this infinitely symmetrical God, but striving for more symmetry within ourselves.
Exactly. Christ is the crosshairs, the perfect alignment. Maybe our whole journey is about refining our own inner symmetry to be more in tune with that infinite source.
That's a powerful image. You know, for such a complex model, it's amazing how it ties everything together so neatly. It's like when you look through a kaleidoscope, all those random pieces suddenly make a beautiful pattern.
New perspectives, right. They can be disorienting, but the more you look, the more connections you find.
Speaking of connections, this model makes me think about other religions, other spiritual traditions, in a whole new light. Could they be different perspectives on this same divine symmetry, just approached from different angles?
It's definitely a possibility.
Hmm.
And the creator even hints at this, saying the model itself can be understood in many ways. Like, imagine if every spiritual path at its core is searching for alignment with this same infinite source.
That kind of blows the whole my religion's right, yours is wrong argument out of the water, doesn't it? It's like this model is pushing us to look for what connects us, the threads that run through all those different beliefs.
Exactly. Because if we're all ultimately striving to resonate with this infinitely symmetrical God, those points of connection, they become so valuable. They become ways to understand, to learn from each other, and maybe even find deeper truths.
Wow. There's a lot to unpack here. This is definitely one of our most thought-provoking deep dives yet.
It makes us stretch our thinking, right? Look beyond the usual limits. But something tells me we're just scratching the surface here.
I think you're right. But before we get totally lost in the infinite, there's one last thought I wanted to share. It's something that hit me when we were talking about Christ as the crosshairs.
I'm listening. What's on your mind?
Well, if Christ is that perfect alignment with this infinitely symmetrical God, what happens when we're off? When we feel lost, disconnected, out of sync with that divine source?
That's a question worth sitting with. Are those times of misalignment failures, or are they chances to recalibrate, like a chance to adjust our aim, to get back in line with that ultimate symmetry?
Almost like those times we struggle, feel messed up, they're actually pushing us back towards being in sync, you know?
Course correction. But for our souls, I like it.
Right. Instead of thinking of suffering, doubt, all that as failures, maybe they're like invitations to line ourselves up again with that infinite source, even if it's uncomfortable, you know what I mean?
Totally. Changes how you see those rough parts of life. Not as opposites to this perfect symmetry, but part of how it all works.
And if that's true, then even when things are chaotic, confusing, there's still hope. We may not get the why, but there's a deeper order happening.
An order beyond what we can see. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This whole model, it's built on infinite dimensions, right? So what seems random to us in our little 3D world could be totally symmetrical from a bigger perspective.
Kind of blows your mind a little, doesn't it? To be part of something so huge, so complex, we can't even grasp it all.
It's humbling, for sure.
Uh-huh.
But there's also wonder in that, right? This infinitely symmetrical, perfectly balanced existence. It points to some kind of intention, artistry, on a scale that's just awe-inspiring.
No argument here. This whole deep dive has been a wild ride.
It's been amazing exploring these ideas with you. And I got a feeling this is just the start. This model, it's got brains and soul, you know. It's going to spark a lot of new questions, new insights for a long time.
And that's what we're all about, right? We don't want to just throw information at you. We want you to feel something. Get curious.
Exactly.
So as we wrap up thinking about this infinitely symmetrical God, we want to hear from you. What stuck with you? Did anything challenge what you thought you knew?
Go to the website, find us on social media, keep this conversation going.
Because figuring out what it all means, feeling connected, understanding ourselves and the universe better, that's a journey we're all on.
And like this model shows us, there's a beautiful symmetry to that journey. We're all linked up, searching for something bigger than ourselves.
So until next time, Keep exploring those infinite dimensions inside and out. You never know what you might find.